Yeah, shortcake. If you ever had, what would what would a cobbler be like? If you ever
a cobbler is mostly made out of peaches.
Uh-huh.
And they cook these peaches. They make up this here dough, flour, biscuit bread, sort of like as you're fixing to make dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it on the bottom of this pan they're going to cook it in, and they'll line the side of it here, and then they put the peaches in here,
mm-hmm.
and then they put that on top, that same dough on top of it, that, and it'll be, well, from 2 to 3 inches thick,
mm-hmm.
and maybe a little thicker, some of it. Well, that's called a cobbler pie.
Mm-hmm.
Called a cobbler pie. And it's good eating, too. And,
Well, did you ever know of taking milk and then thickening it up and sweetening it, maybe, and pouring it over cobbler?
Yes, I guess I have. I don't know that I did, but I may.
Anything called a dip or something like that? No?
Well, I just don't remember that now. I don't. They might have probably did some do that, but I just don't remember being
anything
done.
Anything like that?
Yeah.
On wicked pie or anything?
Yeah. Now, they had in my day, back in my boyhood day, they had what they call bald-faced egg custards,
mm-hmm.
and that's made out of milk and sugars and things, and icing or something. They didn't put on that.
Not on egg custard.
They didn't? Well, all right. They didn't on
something.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep you straight on
this
food.
Yeah,
too.
Now,
if somebody had a good appetite, you might say, boy, he really likes to put away his
pie or his food or whatever it is, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Food that you eat in between your regular meals, you'd call it?
Snacking.
And how would you make coffee?
Well, back in my day, they had a kettle. On kettle,
mm-hmm.
and they put the water in there and they boiled it,
mm-hmm.
and they had a coffee pot,
mm-hmm.
and they had this coffee over in here,
mm-hmm.
and then they poured this boiling hot water right in that coffee pot,
mm-hmm.
and they boiled it there,
mm-hmm.
and they. They used it too. I don't know, some says to yet it's the best coffee that men ever drank is made with that, using that kettle.
Uh-huh.
And have that boiling water to put into this coffee pot with this water. Now that coffee, we was talking that last night, that large. There's a fellow down there said that if you take the grounds out of the percolator that we use today,
mm-hmm.
and you put them in the stove and dry them out, get them hot and dry it again, they'll make better coffee than they made before you'd use them.
I never heard of that.
I never eat that as my part, but but they did. The coffee come green.
Oh.
When back in my boyhood days, I was grown before they didn't. It's all changed. It began to come, of course. But it come in, the coffee come green, and the women parched it at home. And they learned how to parch that coffee. You could burn it up, and if it's burnt up, it'll be bitter. The coffee, you couldn't make nothing but bitter coffee out of it. But if you washed it and kept it stirred and taken it up,